This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Saturday, 18 Jul 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across Israel today is warm and sunny, perfect for outdoor activities. Tel Aviv and Haifa are basking in sunlight, while Jerusalem enjoys a mild breeze. Tonight, expect a warm evening across the country. Here are today's headlines. First, the Israeli Air Force has just struck a Hezbollah cell in southeastern Lebanon. JNS reports the terrorists were using drones near IDF soldiers. Also, earlier today, the U.S. continued its strikes on Iran for the seventh night. The Times of Israel reports that Iranian forces responded with strikes across the Gulf region. Also this hour, Ynet details that Iran's regional offensive is expanding. Airports and power plants are now in their sights. Separately, the Jerusalem Post questions Iran's claim of attacking an abandoned U.S. garrison in Syria earlier today. Iran might be sending a message to Syria. And finally, Walla reports that the IDF is expanding its target bank, preparing for a potential Iranian attack. Jerusalem assesses that Iran will only attack Israel as a last resort. From X, the latest. Middle East 24, a regional news source, reported minutes ago on the U.S. Central Command's relentless airstrikes on Iran. The strikes target Iran's military logistics and naval capabilities. Al Arabiya English, a major news channel, broke the news 10 minutes ago that the Israeli military struck a Hezbollah cell near Tebnit in southern Lebanon after identifying a drone. The Israel Defense Forces highlighted in a recent post that they struck a Hezbollah terrorist cell. The cell was operating drones near IDF soldiers in the security zone. Now, for more on those stories, starting with the Israeli Air Force's strike, JNS reports that the Hezbollah cell was spotted operating drones and taking cover near Israeli soldiers. The strike aimed to neutralize the threat from Hezbollah's increasing drone operations. This highlights the ongoing tension on Israel's northern border. Turning to U.S.-Iran tensions, the Times of Israel notes that the U.S. has conducted airstrikes on Iran for seven consecutive nights. These strikes aim to dismantle Iran's military infrastructure. Iran has retaliated by targeting multiple locations across the Gulf, escalating regional tensions further. Meanwhile, Ynet explains that Iranian forces are now targeting critical infrastructure such as airports and power plants. This marks a dangerous escalation as Tehran widens its regional offensive. The situation poses significant risks to civilian safety and regional stability. In a related development, the Jerusalem Post reports Iran's claim of attacking an abandoned U.S. garrison in Syria. Experts suggest Iran is signaling its intent to keep arms flowing to Hezbollah through Syria. This move could further complicate Syrian dynamics. Finally, Walla indicates that the IDF is expanding its target bank in anticipation of a possible Iranian attack. Jerusalem believes Iran will avoid striking Israel directly unless provoked. This strategic preparation underscores the high stakes involved. On the economic front. First, CTEC reports that Ehud Tenenbaum, once a famed hacker, faces a new cybercrime investigation. He is alleged to have been involved in a global investment scheme. Separately, Globes has ranked Google as Israel's top brand for 2026. The tech giant reclaimed its position, surpassing ChatGPT with its AI assistant, Gemini. And finally, Walla Business reveals that Finance Committee Chairman Milbitsky refuses to reopen discussions on recent vote transfers. He insists the legalities are settled despite opposition. That's your Israel 18 News update. For evening, we'll be back with more at 9 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.